Good evening, church. Welcome to our Good Friday service. You know, this evening I'm going to read from John chapter 19. And it says, "So then Pilate took Jesus and whipped him 39 times. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they struck him with their hands. And then Pilate went out again and said to them, 'Behold, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no fault in him.' Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate said to them, 'Behold the man.' Therefore, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him! Crucify him!' And Pilate said to them, 'You take him and you crucify him, for I find no fault in him.' Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and they led him away. And he, bearing the cross, went out to a place called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew it's called Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, 'Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.' After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.' Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge and sour wine and put it on hyssop and put it on his mouth. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Jesus, the most beautiful Lamb of God, our most beautiful Savior, today we come in remembrance of the price that you've paid on that cross. And because of that price, we have freedom and healing and salvation. And we are here as a church to worship you and to praise you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for the price that you paid on that cross. We worship you. We honor you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Can we just tell him, Jesus, we love you. We love you. We're so thankful to you, Jesus. And we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe out of the silence. The roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me.
Church, I'm Linda Ong. Just to share my testimony, about 3 weeks ago, I got up one morning feeling miserable with intense pain in my lower back, with burning sensation and numbness radiating down both my feet. I went to see the orthopedic specialist. He sent me to do MRIs and X-rays. The results came back with a very negative diagnosis, showing disc herniations, narrowing, and nerve compression. I was afraid. I was devastated, thinking of what my life would be like, having to cope with difficulty and pain. Pastor Rajan anointed me, and together with Pastor Betty, prayed healing for me. He prophesied, "You will not go through surgery. The knives will not touch you." I rejoiced. I felt the anointing of the Lord upon me and relieved of all pain and discomfort. The doctor viewed all my reports. He said I look well and I walk well. No need for any operation. I came out praising the Lord with much rejoicing. I'm reminded that Jesus has already paid the price for our every blessing. We just need to believe and receive His blessings. I give Jesus all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, church, continue to put your hands together and let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord and let's declare it.
And because He lives, then I can.
I grew up as a Hindu, grew up in this religion, seeking God, going up the mountains, meditating. I did all the rituals, but I found nothing. There was a void within me. I was trying to find that in the world. I was doing drugs, smoking, drinking every day, involved with friends, gangsterism, but I found nothing there. There was still a void within me that couldn't fill. But then when I was 22 years old, my friend shared the gospel to me. And I knew the Jesus of the religion, but I never knew Jesus as a person. In that moment, I said, oh, why don't I give Jesus a chance? And I remember kneeling down weeping and when I was inviting Jesus into my heart. And in that moment, I felt a fire around me, a warm embrace of a father. And I never felt that before from men or from any other religion. I felt the love of God, and that showed me that He was the true living God. I've never felt a living God. I never felt alive. And in that moment, I knew that He was the way, truth, and life. He is the true living God. And I got saved, and God brought me out of all addictions. And even last year, my mom got saved, and my cousins are getting saved. And Lord, the Lord has been moving my life for the last 10 years of my life, and He's still moving. And I believe that the Lord is moving in your life, in your family. And know that Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life. He's the one true living God.
He shall return in robes of white, the blazing sun shall be. Oh, pray.
Thank you.
sing hallelujah, and we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, and we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah.
Come on, church, let's declare it.
We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, and we sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome, and we sing hallelujah, and we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah.
Are lifted up all over this place, and as the lights are on, Father, at this Good Friday service, we lift up our nation, Malaysia, in prayer. Come on, just stretch your hands towards the screen, please. And can I have the lights on, please? Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to pray for this nation at a time such as this. By next Good Friday, many will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Our family members who are not saved. Our colleagues who are not saved. Our neighborhood that's not saved. Father, as we stretch our hands towards the screen, can we do that right now? We do have some places in front. Those at the back, if you want to come, you can come. Ushers can help them. And let's just begin to pray right now. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Lord. All over this place, come on. All over this place, we want to pray for our land. Can we do that right now? Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Malaysia. Thank you for this land that you place us in. For a time such as this, Lord, we want to pray for our leadership. We want to pray for every tribe, every tongue, and every people's group in Malaysia. Lord, we pray that they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. That's why we exist as a church. And Father, we pray for our cabinet members. We pray for those state excos. We pray for the sultans and agong. Father, we just pray your salvation grace will come upon our nation. Come on, lift up your voice and just begin to pray for the nation. So many of us are here. Everyone of us can just offer a prayer of blessing of our nation. Can you do that right now? Come on. Bless the nation right now. Bless the nation. Bless the nation of Malaysia right now. Thank you, dear Father. We speak life. We speak peace. We speak healing. We speak political stability. We speak against religious bigots. We speak against racial tension. Lord, let there be harmony in our nation as we celebrate the King of Glory, the King of Reconciliation, Jesus Christ. We pray for reconciliation in our nation, among races, dear Father, among people group, dear Father. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Like manner, dear Father, today we want to stretch our hands towards the nation of Israel, and we want to pray. This is where everything started, dear Father. And we stretch our hands towards this nation of Israel. And we speak peace. Can you do that right now? Lord, we speak peace. We speak salvation. We speak regathering. And Lord, we bless this nation and the regions around. In the midst of all the tension that this nation is going through, Father, we pray your purpose will be fulfilled. And as Paul said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. That's our prayer too. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, Good Friday. And everybody said, come on, everybody said, come on, put your hands together. Welcome one another. Whoa! Come on. Whoa! That's revival stuff. Whoa! That's right. Amen. Please be seated. We still have some empty seats in front. They are premier seats, so you have to pay. You have to, now, since you're at the back, you have to pay with humility to come to the front. That's the price you pay. Ashes, can we bring if anybody? Oh, Ashes, I'm sorry. Worship team, terima kasih. Amen. We want to welcome you to our Good Friday service. The reason why it's called Good Friday, because it's good. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay, right. When Jesus died, that Friday, it was not a Good Friday. It was a bad Friday. But now, we call it Good Friday. We know what happened, right? How many of you know what happened? He's no more in the grave. Isn't that good? Come on, isn't that good? Praise God. We want to welcome those of you who are here for the first time. We want to welcome you. Anybody here for the first time? Wave your hand to me, please. First time, wave your hand. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, let's welcome them. Welcome them, that's right. Welcome them. Well, come on, welcome. Praise God. Come on, that's right. Wave your hand. Wave your hand at the back. Anybody at the back? We already saw someone in front at the back. Okay. Those of you who have been here so many times, wave your hand too, please. Praise God. Okay. I like to sing, but not I like to sing. I want them to sing, but I think we'll get to the message quickly. Okay, our target time to finish the service is 9:30. Okay, target time. Okay, we want to finish earlier. Okay, we have 1 hour. We have communion, and after that, we want to pray for you. Now, I entitle today's message. You know, all over the world, people preach about the cross. Joanna? About the cross. All over the world, the cross. Everything, every greeting that comes. What's the noise? For Easter is about the cross. But behind the cross, beyond the cross, there is something that we miss out. I entitle today's message, The Obedience of Jesus. That's the principal message behind the cross. Okay? The obedience of Christ. Okay? That's the title. Take a few minutes and look at the title. I hear some rumbling noise. What is that? What am I doing with the mic? Hello? How do I usually don't have the sound. Okay. Right, I usually don't have that sound. They're trying to cheat me, you know? Now, I got a soul tie with the mic. Now, you know, look at this title. At this Good Friday service, is there something that you need to obey God? Is there some area in your life that you need to rededicate today and walk in obedience? The Bible clearly tells us, while they're looking at the theme, the Bible clearly tells us in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the plenty of the land. Serious. Okay? Let's examine our hearts. Today we will not have Good Friday if Jesus did not obey the Father's command. It won't be Good Friday, it'll be Bad Friday, right? Now, look at the scripture, Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For as through one man's disobedience, who is that one man? Adam's. Yeah, through that one, whatever you call him, through one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Huh? Adam, where are you sitting, Adam? It's all because of your fault. That's Adam. Okay? And look there. Look at this place. Is the mic clear at the back? Okay. And the scripture says, so also through the obedience of that one, the many will be made righteous. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. When we look at the cross. Let's not focus on all the things that distorts the cross, but let's look at the principal message of the cross, and that's the obedience of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. This was a painful obedience. Say painful obedience. Everybody look at me, please. You know, Jesus followed absolute obedience. Okay, everyone say absolute. Partial obedience is disobedience. Reluctant obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Duty-bound obedience is disobedience. Are you here with me? Absolute obedience. That's why today we can celebrate today, and we call this, Lawrence, a Good Friday. Come on, are you here with me? It's painful. Say painful. Jesus paid the price. The Bible tells us in Hebrew, the 12th chapter, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. What's the joy? Not the joy of just getting to heaven, but the joy of seeing us saved. And we are called his children. You are the joy of the Lord. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. And then he goes on to say, despising, the cross that was set before him, endured the cross. endured the cross. He didn't sail through the cross. It was not a cruise. It was not a cruise, no? In the cruise, he didn't sail through the cruise. But the cross, he was despised on the cross. He was shamed on the cross. He was called a fraud on the cross. They put a thorny crown on his head. And they plucked his beard. He plucked the, you know how painful it can be? Okay, I can feel it. No. They plucked the beard, they spat on him, and they mocked him and called him King of Jews. In pain, in agony, in suffering, he was taken to Golgotha. What a painful process, so that you and I can live a total life. He endured the cross. Everybody say, endured the cross. Despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand throne of God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You know, even to the point, look at me, his obedience is so absolute. The obedience was so painful. Even to an extent, the Father God turned his face away from him. The Bible tells us in Matthew 27:46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out. You know, the intense pain. He cried out, and he, in a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? The weight of our sin, the weight of our sickness, the weight of our curse, the weight of our sorrow, the weight of our rejection, the weight of all the shame, poverty was upon him. Glory to God. And the Father God said, "Son, I'm sorry." You know, he didn't call the Father, but he called God. He knew the Father's heart. Are you here with me? But he called the God. The God, the theology, the God. The God who had a plan for you and I. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Why have you forsaken me? What is the purpose of this short message? Now, friends, today, Good Friday, is called Good Friday because Jesus' obedience. Maybe we should turn the screen that side. Jesus' obedience gave us confidence. Look at this. Gave us confidence to approach God at any time, at all time. And then, therefore, we have what? Wow. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, we have hope. Yeah, we have hope. In our most hopeless situation, in Jesus, we have hope. If you're sitting here at the end of your road, I tell you, that's going to be the beginning of God in your life. You believe that? Say amen, please. There is, come, put your hands together. Come on. Celebrate, brother. Okay, celebrate the message. Okay? Now, look at me, please. There is no hopelessness in Jesus. Why? It is his obedience that brought hope to us. Glory to God. That's why it is called Good Friday. In Mandarin, what you call Hun Hao the Friday. In Tamil, Nalla Velli Kalamai. In Bahasa Malaysia, Hari Jumaat yang baik. Betul kah? Betul dia kata orang itu. Come on, come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. God, you're so good. That's why we call this a Good Friday. God, you're so good. Come on.
God, you're so good. God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. You're so good to me. And God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. I am blessed. I am called. I am healed. I am whole. I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. I am blessed, I am called, I am
healed, I am whole.
I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed,
filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' obedience gave us confidence to approach God, and therefore we have hope. Doesn't that sound good? Yes. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Amen. Okay, in the midst of so many hopeless situations and tariff war and trade war, we still have hope today. Amen. And the scripture tells us, look at this. Because we have confidence, okay, because of Jesus' obedience, we have confidence, therefore we have hope, right? 1 John 3:21-22, it says here, this is for every one of us who are sitting here. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, how many of your heart is condemning you right now? Can you bring it right here? We'll condemn that heart and make a good heart out of it. We have confidence before God. We have confidence. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And what's here? Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandment and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. I'm going to share with you four dynamic hope. Say four dynamic hope. Hope or hopes? Hope, right. That is yours tonight. That's yours tonight. If you're sitting in front, if you're sitting in the back, it's yours. Front will reach faster than the back. But wait, it will reach. Okay? It will reach. Sound will travel. What is this for hope that you should take with you today as you leave this Good Friday and live through tomorrow and celebrate Easter Sunday? Come on. The four things that you need to take. And you need this. Turn to your neighbor and say, I need this. Four hopes. Number one. Look at me, please. Number one. The hope to find a new life and a new beginning. The hope to find a new life and a new beginning. If you're sitting here for the first time, and someone has invited you here, and you haven't been to church, or you do not know Jesus, I've got good news for you. You know what's the good news? Good Friday, good news. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have gone. Everything has become new. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Amen. The newness of your life is just a breath away from you. If you today choose to confess that Jesus is Lord of your life, then begins a new plan and a new purpose in your life today. It's a life-changing promise. Everybody say life-changing promise. There was this guy who came up on the screen and he said, I was a Hindu before 10 years ago and I came to know Jesus and my life completely changed. It's Dilak. You know, that can happen to you. That can happen to you today. Right where you're sitting, your destiny is set to change. If you would say, Lord, I believe, Wasyansin Jesus. I believe Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. It's a reminder to every one of us. Romans 3:23 tells us all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No matter how righteous you are, no matter how religious you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how good you are, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, cut off from God, but the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. This new creation comes in a package that is called the child of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us, as many as received Jesus, to them God gave the power to become the child of God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You are set to leave this place today with a dynamic relationship with the Father God as a child of God. Come on, you enter into a brand new family of hope and future. The world may have disgraced you. Your past may have disgraced you. But today is a new beginning for you. Can somebody say amen, please? Put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. And today we are here to usher you into your new destiny of hope and purpose and plan and a future. Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And for those of us who are already a new creation and looking for a new beginning, come on, look at me. God doesn't stop at new creation. After some time, the new creation can become old. Can become old, no? But God keeps renewing us by giving us new beginning. Come on, say new beginning. Come on, say new beginning. For those of us who are sitting here, you already have experienced Jesus. I want you to know God is a God of time and season. And God changes time and season. And I want to say this to you in this Good Friday. God wants to change your time and season. And He wants to give you a new beginning. Where do you need a new beginning? I need a new beginning in my family. I need a new beginning in my marriage. I need a new beginning in my finances. I need a new beginning in my health. I need a new beginning. I'm new beginning, new beginning. How many of you need a new beginning? And God is about to change your time and season. Glory to God. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And all you need to do is to just abide by Isaiah 43 and verse 18 and 19. 18 and 19. Let this be really a good Friday. Say, really a good Friday. That's right. Really. Say, really. Now look at this. Do not remember the former things. Do not remember the former things. No matter how painful it can be. No matter how disgraceful it can be. No matter how embarrassing it can be. Do not remember the former things. Nor consider the things of the old. For I, the Lord, will do a new thing. Come on. New thing. Everybody say new thing. Aku akan buat sesuatu yang baru. I'll do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. Now it's as far as your faith is today. Now it shall spring forth. And this new thing, you do not spring forth, shall you not know? You know what? This new thing is always miraculous. Say miraculous. And I call this God's divine intervention. God's divine intervention. Say divine intervention. You know, I'll make a river in the desert. I'll make a way in the wilderness. Come on. That which is not possible is set to become possible. That which has been stuck is set to be released. That which has not been completed is set to be completed. That which is not clear is set to be cleared. That which is not given is set to be given. Come on. Put your hands together. Whoa. Hallelujah. That's right. A new beginning. I want to say this. A new beginning. Come on. Say new beginning. The reason why some of us keep scratching our face, you know, because we keep living in the past. We keep living in the past. You know, we keep repeating the past. And we become tired and weary. Come on, I want you to see this. You know, friends, this hope that I'm talking about, this hope of new creation, new beginning, give me that word. This hope assures us. Look at this. Everybody read this. All of you been to school. This hope assures us. Come on. You can put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Wow. Hallelujah. God doesn't use our failure, our defeat, our shame to define our new beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody shout amen, please. Amen. And I want to say this prophetically. Don't leave this Good Friday until you receive your new beginning. Lord, I receive my new beginning. You don't need to know how it looks like. All you need to do by faith is I'm receiving the new beginning. It's not defined by what you have gone through. It's defined by God's grace. Is that wonderful? Come on, is there hope in the house of God?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Number two. The hope. I like this. The entire world has plunged into this war called trade war. Right? Trade war. Just one day, 70 points in our KL composite index went down. It's just one day, a few hours, you know. Sunday, I told, get out of the share market. The next day, all went down. Are you here with me? The only thing that's holding strong is gold right now. It's going up. And those who have got gold can rejoice. Come on, rejoice in the Lord always. Those who have no gold can't say anything. I've been telling you all this while. You don't want to listen? What I can do? I can't do anything. You don't want to listen? Okay. Look at the gold price going up. Like, you know, you could have bought paper gold too. Okay. The hope. Indians, quite clever. They buy gold and keep, I think. Okay, I'm not very sure about that. Number two, the hope to find peace in the midst of our anxiety. Come on, look at that. The hope. And this is why Jesus died. Come on. He called the Father. You know, he called the Father, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? You know why? He was fearful. He was anxious. He was fearful. He was anxious as to what's going to happen to him. In rejection, in isolation, he cries out to God. Why have you forsaken me? Why are you not around me? And friends, I want you to know, the obedience of Jesus gives us to hope to find peace in the midst of anxiety. Say anxiety. Dalam bahasa Malaysia kekhawatiran, dalam bahasa Mandarin tangsin, Yuli or tangsin. Yuli tangsin, Mandarin Chinese thing, too much of anxiety. I think Chinese. Those are two words. Yuli tangsin. In Tamil, Sanjula padade. Yeah, Bharat Sanjalam. Yes, Sanjalam. Sanjalam, Nana. Some Indian blues don't know Tamil. Now look at me, please. That's hope. Everybody say, that's hope. Come on. If you have walked inside this place with anxiety, anxiety is a result of fear, and fear is a result of unbelief to the promises of God. You have walked into this place with anxiety and fear. I want you to know, in this Good Friday, you can walk out of this place without anxiety, because there is hope as a way out of your fear, your anxiety, and your worries. You can put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Somebody say amen, please. In relationship to peace, Jesus said this. Where do you need peace today? Where have you lost your peace? We can easily lose our peace. It's very easy. We can easily lose our peace. But Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world would give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not be afraid. The two things that happen to you, aka when you are anxious, you will be afraid and you will be fearful. Huh? Don't pretend you don't know. Come on, somebody say amen, please. When your peace is gone, and you will be afraid and fearful. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That's why Paul tells us, look at me. Paul tells us an antidote for your anxiety. He says this to you. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. You be anxious for nothing. Say for nothing. Nothing, no matter how big or small it is, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. If you don't know how to pray, you don't know how to supplicate, just say thank you to God. You'll bring me out. Let your request be made known to God. And what? And immediately the peace of God, which passes all understanding and misunderstanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Come on, put your hand together and give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. And Paul said, when Paul, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, you know what he said? He said, he himself is my peace. Who is himself? Paul is not talking about his wife. Paul is not talking about his girlfriend. Paul is not talking about his disciples. He himself, Jesus himself, is my peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is Jehovah Shalom. Put your hands together. And friends, look at me. If you have lost your peace, you can regain it today. I told you right now, just now, just a confession away. Just a confession away. Lord, I believe you. Lord, I trust you. Thank you for everything that I'm going through. Lord, help me. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Everybody who has gone to school, read this, please. Jesus' obedience. Come on, read. Jesus' obedience. Use your mic, brother. Jesus' obedience brings us peace that the world cannot give. He promises peace to calm our anxious, anxious heart. We are
trusting that his peace will guard our hearts and minds. In Christ, who is our peace, we find rest from anxiety and assurance.
Alone in our struggle. Wow! Come on, something. Come on, something. Okay. Something good, something beautiful. Oh, that one, just now you sang one. What's the song girl sing? Quick.
Forever. Forever.
I don't know. Forever.
You careful? No. What is that? I can face tomorrow. Come on.
Oh. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know,
how many of you are thinking of not living anymore? I've lived enough. Or maybe a suicidal tendency. I can help you, don't worry. I can help you to overcome. Not to end your life. Sing it one more time. Give your life to God. And He's going to turn something beautiful out of your life. Don't hold it in your anxiety. Don't hold it in your fear. Don't hold it in your shame. Don't hold it in your worries. Give it to God. Something.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone, and because I know he holds my future. Life is worth the living just because he life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, number three, very quickly, number three. This hope. Now, because Jesus obeyed God the Father, and I said through his obedience, we have hope. Hope number one, new beginning, new life. Hope number two, peace. Hope number three, the hope to find rest in the midst of our storm. Okay? How many of you are going through storms right now? Don't put up your hand. We don't want you to leave your storm here, lest it become a typhoon. Okay? We don't want. Every one of us have got a fair share of our storms. Okay? And you need to know our storms don't define our lives. But it is the peace that God and the rest that God gives us defines our life. Are you here with me? And Jesus said in Matthew 11, look at this please. Matthew 11, I'm going to finish. Matthew 11, Jesus is asking you tonight to come to him. Your rest is as far as your obedience to come to God. Come to me, all you are labor and are heavy laden. Labor and heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. Because you know what? Jesus died on a weighty cross. The weight of your sickness, the weight of your curse, the weight of your sin, and was upon him. And he said, come, heavy laden, I know how to carry you. I'll give you rest. Say, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. In other words, come to me and get to know me. For I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Some burdens are unnecessary to carry. The only burden that we should carry is the burden of prayer to pray and the burden of souls to win. Can somebody say amen, please? All other burden is unnecessary. We are not called to carry burdens because we don't have the strength to carry burden. Our burden bearer is Jesus because he bare the sin of the world on his body. 8.136 million people sin he carried on his body. Can somebody say amen, please? So he's our burden bearer. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You know, there's a rest that God has for you. Have you lost your rest? Have you become restless? Where do you need the rest of God today? And as you leave this place, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7, there is a rest that God, again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, it has been said, today, no, that's wrong. Is that the scripture? Hebrews 7, 8, 9, I think. It's 9. There remains a rest for the people of God. There remains a rest for the people of God. Hebrew 4 what? Hebrew 4 and verse 9. Is it verse 9?
Yes.
Verse 9.
Verse 9. There remains therefore rest for the people.
Okay, listen to this. Church, listen. If you walked into this place, you have lost your rest. You know what rest means? Inner rest. I'm not talking about holiday. I'm not talking about relaxation. I'm not talking about Sunday. No, I'm talking about whatever you're doing in the midst of whatever you are in, there's a rest. You know, rest. Say rest. Kung Fu Panda, inner peace, inner peace. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Inner peace, no. I'm talking about inner rest. Say inner rest.
Inner rest.
Inner rest. Okay? Okay, if you're like a Kung Fu Panda, you'll be inner fighting. Come on, are you here with me? There remains. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Where do you need the rest? I need a rest from my financial problem. I need a rest from my family chaos. I need a rest from my job difficulty. I need that rest. If you don't have that rest, you will not sleep at night. You'll be restless. And the mosquito also will be restless. Because you're turning there. Mosquito got no chance to bite you. Are you here with me? Come on, where have you lost your rest? And tonight God wants to restore that rest back to you. You can be in the midst of a challenge. You can be in the midst of a storm. You can be in the midst of a conflict. You can be in the midst of a frustration. But you can still have the peace to know what God wants you to do. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Come on, all those who've gone to school, read this. Jesus invites all of us. Come on, everybody. Jesus from the back.
All who are weary and burdened to come to him for rest. His obedience opened the way for us to enter God's rest, not just physical rest, but deep soul rest.
Inside. Everybody say inside. Huh. Outside can be cling clong, cling clong. Inside rest. Go on.
Even in storms, we can trust Jesus to carry our burdens and give us true rest, reminding us that we are safe in his presence.
Whoa! Whoa! Come on, somebody say, whoa! Whoa! Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Come on, isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Jesus died in restlessness and he rose in restfulness. Yeah. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Yeah. And that rest belongs to you. Come on, where do you need the rest today? Okay, let me book Asia holiday for you. When you come back from the holiday, you need another rest. But this rest doesn't need a rest at all. It just abides in you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And finally, number four, we are closing right now. And I like this. This obedience that Jesus demonstrated on the cross gives us the hope to find healing to our bodies. Healing. Say healing. You know, there cannot be a Good Friday service without healing. Cannot. Turn to your neighbor and say cannot. Cannot. Because one of the outstanding mark of the cross is the wounds of Jesus. You know, the wounds of Jesus. You know, and the wounds brought not just your tears and your compassion, but it brought healing. It brought healing. Say healing. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. Look at this. Everybody, now I read. Surely he has borne our griefs. Everybody say grief. Yeah, you know what grief, right? You know what grief is all about? Okay. Go to Nihing, you'll know. Okay. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, you know. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, whacked by God, and afflicted, no? Huh? Afflicted, huh? But he was wounded for our transgression. Number one, Vignesh, number one, are you here or somewhere else? He was wounded for our transgression. I thought you went to the cross. He was wounded for our transgression. Come on, he was wounded for our transgression. Number two, he was bruised for our iniquity. Come on, look at the level of hurts he has gone through. And then the punishment of our peace. A punishment is not squatting down, no? Beating, no? For our peace was upon him. And again, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Look at the four levels of hurts that he went through. When you go to Medan, you can buy the layer cake. Lapis, kue lapis. Ini lagi hebat daripada kue lapis ni. This is a painful lapis. Okay, one hurt of another hurt after another hurt after another hurt so that you and I can be healed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. There is no sickness that Jesus cannot heal. Come on. And don't listen to what your Google has to say. Listen to what the Word of God has to say. Worse still, today we got what? ChatGPT, Perplexity, and what else? DeepSeek. You know, Chinese got nothing to do. They're DeepSeek now. You know, Perplexity is better still. You know, friends, don't go and search. Don't go and analyze. Look at me, everybody. Don't go and analyze your sickness. Don't go and define your sickness. Don't go and study your sickness. But by faith, receive your healing for your sickness. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Good Friday. will not be a good Friday if you don't come and stand here and tell the Lord, heal me of my diabetic, heal me of my high blood pressure, heal me of my growth, heal me of my irregular heartbeat, heal me of my messed up sick life. Lord, heal me. Good Friday is called good because all the badness of man was taken on the body of Jesus that we may have good things. Glory to God. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Okay, enough. Okay? I mean, enough of my preaching, I said. Okay? Everybody English, read this, please. By his wounds. Please read.
We are healed. Jesus' suffering and obedience on the cross secure not only spiritual salvation, but also the promise of healing. Whether we seek physical, emotional,
whatever,
or spiritual healing, we can trust that
God's power. Power
to heal is real and available. He sends his word to heal and deliver us from destruction.
Amen.
Whoa.
Psalms 107 verse 20 says, God sent his word to heal and to deliver. Isn't that wonderful? This is your day. This is your hour. We're not celebrating Good Friday because the church has a calendar. Huh? Because we have to do this. Oh, we're a church. Good Friday, Easter. Then what else? Church camp, this camp, that camp. Forget about all this activity. It's your time and season for today. For God to visit you. Glory to God. Can you stand to your feet, please? Can I have the musicians come, please? Come on. There's a few more minutes. We're going to finish and we can go back. You know, I've not eaten. I'm sure you have not eaten too. Because we're all fasting, right? Okay. Shame on you if you don't fast. Does it matter? Okay. We want to go back and eat something. And before we eat, we want to ask God to fill us. Can we do that? And I'm going to serve communion after this. I'm going to serve communion. And come on. Give me just a chorus, please. Just a short chorus. Thank you, Lord. Every eyes is closed and every heart lifted up to Jesus. He came to give us a new life and a new beginning. He came to give us peace that the world cannot give. He came to give us rest that no relaxation can give. He came to give us healing that no medical science can give. This is Good Friday. We call this Good Friday because of the good things that you have in store for us. Thank you. Come on, just worship him. Now, don't give the communion first, please. Ushers, don't give out first, please. Ushers, please. Yeah.
We crown you now with many crowns.
Come on, the next couple of minutes, just worship him. Come on, higher, lifted up. Come on, worship the King of Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Son of God, the dying of heaven crucified.
Come on, that's right.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Come on, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just give me a few minutes of your attention with the eyes closed. Let me ask you some questions. The hope that you need to take back before I serve communion. Every eye just closed all over this place. How many of you are standing here and you would say to me, Pastor, I'm tired of my life and I want a new life in Jesus. I'm exhausted and frustrated. I'm knocking everywhere, but there's no headway. I want a new life. Can I see your hand, please? Just lift it high. Come on, lift it high. Wherever you are, just lift it high. Lift it high. Okay, lift it high. Okay, lift it high. That's right. And I want you to say this together with me. This is a very important prayer. Okay, as your hands lifted up, say this together with me. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. From today onwards, I declare, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. I want to believe you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I sincerely pray. Amen. Number two, how many of you need a new beginning? You know, new beginning. I need a new beginning. We talked about new life, a new beginning. Some areas in your life, you are just blocked, like a blocked pipe. And you need a headway. I need a new beginning, a new season. I want you to lift up your hands, please. That's right. Say this together with me. Lord Jesus, tonight, I surrender my life to you. Show me your new season. Show me a new beginning. And I want to receive it by faith. In my job, in my family, in my finances. Thank you for a new beginning, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. How many of you are sick in your body? Can I see your hand, please? Those who are sick in the body, wave your hand to me. Now, don't leave this place without your sickness being healed. Just lift up your hands, please. Lift up your hands. I want you to say this together with me. Lord Jesus, today, I surrender my sickness to you by faith. Through your stripes and through your word, I receive my healing. I receive my peace. I receive my rest. Every hand's lifted up right now. Come on. Every hand. Everybody all over this place. Some part of your message has spoken to you. There are so many of you. I cannot make an altar call possibly. Yeah. Let me serve communion. After that, we'll see what happens. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus. Whichever part of the message that is spoken to them, come on, reach out and just receive it. For this day, the Lord will say this to you clearly. I have positioned you for a new beginning. I've positioned you for a new start. And this Good Friday will be significant for you because the day ahead of you are going to be days of hope, days of destiny, and days of purpose. And I declare this prophetically, that which has not been completed is completed. And I'm completing right now, says the Lord. And I command every sickness in this place to be healed, every womb that's closed to be open, every opportunity that's deprived to be given, every door that's closed to be open in the name of Jesus. And I want you to just call on God wherever you are right now. You know, call unto the Lord. Call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the grace of God. Call upon the promises of God. My family, Lord. My children, Lord. Come on, let's just pray. My family, my children, my environment. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shadarabasanda. Hekandarabasidiriantarabasanda. Shididiantarabasidiriantarabasanda. Shadarabasidiriantarabasanda. Thank you, Lord. Let your peace just come, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. We commit the rest of the time into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can you take your cup out, please? If you have said the prayer of inviting Jesus. Now, ushers, now you can come. Just now you are out of time. Now you are on time. Come on, just come. Give. If you don't have a cup, just lift up your hands. That's right. At the back, they're lifting up your hands. Next time, after a service like this, once we take communion, Lawrence, after we do communion like this, after we finish praying, we give you cup noodles, okay? Thank you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb.
That's right. Come on, that's right. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands, that's right. Unpack your communion, please.
We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious.
That's right, come on.
And high and lifted up.
Why so soft?
Jesus, Son of God.
Come on, just worship Him.
The dying of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
Come on, sing it again.
And worthy is the Lamb.
Come on, everybody, sing it. Let's just worship Him. Come on, let's just worship Him.
We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. And high and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God.
Thank you, Lord. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands. Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood that was shed on the cross for each one of us as we celebrate Good Friday today. Lord, the bread that we are holding signifies your broken body, the body that was broken for each one of us on a Good Friday like this. And Lord, we ask you that you bless this emblem, dear Father. We have come with expectation, and we have received our miracles. And as we receive our miracles, let this communion be a celebration for each one of us, a blessing for each one of us, and a reverence and a worship to you, dear Father. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23, right up to 31, the night when Jesus was betrayed, for a day like this, was betrayed. He took bread, and after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and he gave to the disciples, and he said, "This bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body." And Jesus said, "As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." Come on. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Come on. What a confidence. What a hope we have. Come on. Let's eat this bread with hope. Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, "This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made through my blood. The covenant of forgiveness. The covenant of new life that we are celebrating." And Jesus said, "As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until my coming." After this Good Friday, we would have come closer to the second coming of Jesus. And he's coming back. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Everybody say Maranatha. Maranatha means what? Come Lord. Right? And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin, according to the manifold grace of God. Amen? Let's drink this cup as a family. Thank you, Lord. As your hands lifted up. Now, we still want to pray for you. Okay? We still want to pray for you. And I'm going to ask Pastor Jonathan to come and lead us in prayer and send you off. Please drive out carefully. And those who want to be prayed for, please stay and we'll pray. You know, after praying, we might get supper for you. Don't worry. Okay, just stay. That's encouragement for you. And we want to thank God. Right? We want to thank God. Arise and build the service. Including the cash we have and the pledge that came in, we have today I received another 100,000 and we have about 28 million. Isn't God good? 28 million. And we want to give God the glory. Next Good Friday will not be here. It'll be in a bigger place. It'll be in a bigger place. Not very far from you, okay? It'll be a bigger place, bigger hall. You don't need to be sitting at the back. You can be sitting in front also. Okay? Come. Can you close this in prayer and get ready for altar call?
Come on, church. Let's stretch our hands towards heaven. This is probably one of the last for Good Friday in this century, actually. All right? Because we're going to move to a new place. Amen? Amen? Come on. Lift your hands to the Lord. Why don't you give thanks for His love, His grace and His mercy. Come on, just next 30 seconds. Come on, give thanks to the Lord. Can we do that? Thank the Lord for the cross. Thank the Lord for the healing. Thank the Lord for the grace. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. When, Lord, in your presence is here, there's power in the house of the Lord. Father, we declare your blessing over your people. As we remember the cross, let the cross be so loud in our life, in our family, in our community, in our nation, Father. God, we pray as we go out from this place, let your presence go with us. And those who come with need, we pray, Lord, for your healing power to touch them, Lord. Thank you for this evening, Lord. Even as tomorrow, we'll talk to our family. Lord, Easter, Lord, we pray. Lord, let us bring somebody to church, Father. Thank you, Lord. We surrender the rest of the evening into your hand. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say,
amen.
Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap. Come on. Let's celebrate the presence of the Lord.